Marianne Anton is on. You'll recall we spoke with Marianne a while back when it came to the dog Jack, which, as it turns out, had a stay of execution, and the dog ended up surviving. The sibling of Jack is a dog by the name of Gigi. And Marianne, good morning. Thanks for coming on the air.
Good morning.
So you guys had this dog, and you adopted it out to a family in Mohawk.
Correct.
And how long was the dog born at your property?
No, he was born at where Jack was born.
Okay,
it's Jack's sister. Berettas had Gigi.
Got it.
And so then they gave Gigi to us, and we've had Gigi since she was born. And what had happened was Jack came to live with us because of his problems, and Jack and Gigi didn't seem to get along. There was a little sibling rivalry there.
Got it.
And so Mr. Green had a dog that just died, and our groomer said he was looking for another pet.
That's Dick Green from Mohawk. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so we said, well, maybe that would be good for Gigi, a home with a couple and no other dogs.
Yeah. Now, from your house, you live where?
In Frankfort, up on Coop Hill near the fairgrounds.
Up on Coop Hill. This dog was then taken out to Mohawk. So it's probably not 20 miles, but it's a distance.
Yeah, it's a ways.
Yeah.
It's so, probably a good maybe 10 miles to Mohawk.
All right, so go ahead, continue.
And so he had the dog just got spayed, too, just before he took the dog.
Mm-hmm.
She was spayed. So she had surgery, like, the day before he took her. He had her, like, 6 days, and he'd been walking her out on the leash and bringing her in the house. And when he got home this Wednesday, he went and took her off the leash, and she had been running in the house. Instead of running in his house, she ran down the road.
So the dog is in Mohawk at this time. They take the dog off the leash. The dog basically runs away.
Right.
Now, from what I'm told, there were many people that have been reporting seeing this dog. Because they reported it missing. They were, I'm told that the Greens were quite distraught, very upset.
Yes.
And they were out searching for the dog. It was spotted in, I don't know, 20, 30 different people said they saw the dog. But to make a long story short, this dog made it from Mohawk on its own in the winter time here, made it all the way back to your house.
Yes, and he didn't come straight either. He went from Mohawk up to Dyke Road, which is near Utica, which is a good 20 miles.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he was spotted up on Center Road. In the meantime, the Frankfort police saw him, and the state police tried to catch her, and she was so frightened, she just ran.
Yeah.
Then the mayor of Illion was going on Route 5. He saw her. He stopped on Route 5, tried to call her, and she ran back in the woods. So a lot of people really gave their all to try to catch her. Then some people on Center Road, her name's Sharon and her family. I don't know her last name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they called 911. Dick called us right away. We went up there, and we rode all around and couldn't find her. The next day we went up, and it snowed, and we tracked her footprints for 7.5 hours through the snow in the woods.
Wow.
And my husband fell down a ravine. We brought Jack with us to try to get her scent.
Yeah.
And Kim, I don't know her last name either. She's the dog control officer for Illion or Frankfort.
Okay,
she was out helping us, and so many people. And these people on Center Road went out on their four-wheeler, and their daughter walked through with me through the woods. And the very next day, my husband was on the phone with Spring Hill Farms trying to get traps.
At your home?
Yep. And he thought he saw a dog run by the window, and he said, I know I brought Jack in and all the dogs in. And he went to the back door, and there was Gigi sitting there.
That is unbelievable.
Wow. He opened the door. She came in the house, went to her food dish, drank water, sat down and looked at him like, where you been?
Like nothing ever happened?
Yep.
And is it, do you think that this dog was trying to get back to you guys, trying to get back to the original home, or maybe trying to get back to the sibling, the Jack?
I don't know, because her and Jack did not get along at all. But one thing good about this now, Nobody messes with Gigi.
Nobody messes with Gigi. That is pretty wild.
Jack's got a little bit of an attitude, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Well, listen, Marianne, that is an unbelievable story. How a dog could find its way back. I'm not sure a human being could do the same thing.
And I don't understand how. She'd never been up to Utica before. She'd never been to Center Road like that.
And it's not like the dog walked to Mohawk and then found its way back. This dog was driven there and made its way back. Pretty crazy story. Makes you really think. Marianne, thanks for the story. It's nice to have a positive animal story.
It
for
is.
A change,
so now her and Jack are getting along fine, and her dad's here, and she's got a lot of company.
All right. Well, listen, great story, Marianne. Thanks
and I want to thank everybody out there that posted it on Facebook and tried to help us find her and everything. Thank you all so much.
Nancy Ford has a map we'll put up that shows every place where this dog ended up.
Yeah, Dana Carney from the Help Save Jack.
Pretty crazy.
Made a map for me.
All right, Marianne, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you now.